The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So this time, it's not my fault because someone scheduled a 6 a.m. flight, right?
The driver's gone.
Somebody call the cops. We need to find that driver.
They could have killed someone.
Whose car is this?
Yeah, come on. Whoever did this, just confess. We promise we won't be mad.
Do you think you're leaving any mystery as to who that person is?
I have no idea who he's talking about.
Well, close our eyes. Just take your car and get out of here.
Sir, that's clearly your car.
I have your wife's number. I would have called your wife. Said.
The person who booked the flight at 6 a.m.
I didn't say that.
This is shocking news.
Wait,
Angie's the one who booked this flight?
Oh my God. What happened here?
Yeah, we're all trying to find the guy who did this and give him a spanking.
It's obviously this guy, right?
Yes.
I have a name.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all.
Are you as tired of the Jair saga, Chew, as the Aaron Rodgers saga of a couple of years ago?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I feel like I'm more tired of this one. Just because Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Like, he was coming off MVP seasons. Like, this is a dude who's played half the games the last 2 years. And yet this drama just continues to log it. Because to me, the solution seems simple here. Either you work out some sort of contract extension or, you know, a contract reduction in salary, not an extension, misspoke there, where, you know, you can potentially make money back if you reduce the base salary, if he plays, it seems simple enough. And yet, here we are on May 9th, still not having an answer on the Packers, and I'll admit this, most talented cornerback on the roster. And it took another turn yesterday. Here is Peter Schrager, who had this to say yesterday. Peter Schrager, ESPN reporter, had this to say yesterday on the Pat McAfee show.
I had a lovely dinner with Matt LaFleur during draft week in Green Bay, and I brought it up, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this, saying like, we're actually in a good place with Jair. You know, obviously there was some stuff last year and the coin toss situation a couple of years back, and all that
awesome.
Stuff is all head-scratching stuff that it would drive a coach nuts when you're trying to run a disciplined program. But from what I gather, this thing is in a lot better place than what was being presented in the media, and that there is a place for Jair Alexander in Green Bay. And I think he and Jeff Hafley actually have had a great relationship, and it's a different breed and it's a different time. And I don't know exactly how it nets itself out, but like when he was being listed as that number one trade target, I don't think that was coming from Green Bay. And if you know Goody at all, he wasn't leaking that to anybody. So that was a lot of outside noise, I believe.
I mean, but here's the problem with this, Chewy. Like, Gutekunst said he was open to trades. Like, he said that himself. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Like, this is something that Goody himself had said about Jair Alexander and trades. Like, he said that publicly.
Yeah. Why would LaFleur go out to dinner with Schrager other than to get a message out?
I don't know.
What is he supposed to say? What is he supposed to say?
I don't know. I don't know what he's supposed to say in that situation. And I'm just ready for this thing to be done and over with.
Like, will you care either way?
Either way, no. Like, either way, I just want an answer on it, man. Like, I just want an answer. Because either, like, the Packers are either saving X amount of dollars against the cap because they do owe some money from back pay. So there's a number that's already associated against that if they release him. Or Jair's back, which is great. And when he plays, he's great. Who knows how much he's going to play? I don't know. And I have maintained all along that I would prefer him to stay and remain a member of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Just because even if you're saving $5 million against the cap, if you release him tomorrow, you're saving $5.5 million, whatever it is. It's not that much.
Yeah, but it has not. I don't think it has anything to do with money, Gabe.
No.
It doesn't have anything. Well, it has to do with the 17.5.
Yes.
Because they don't want to give him that and have him play three games, which has kind of been his MO here. Now, Do I want to see him at 7-8 million with the opportunity to make it back up? Yes, because he makes this team better. I mean, if he plays, Gabe, if he plays 17 games, he's still a top 10 player on this team.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, talent-wise, he's probably the second best. Talent-wise, Chu? Yeah, he's probably the second best defender behind Xavier McKinney at this point.
I would agree. And you don't want to lose players like that when you're making a push to go to the Super Bowl. But if they can protect themselves, my guess is, and I said it yesterday, I'll say it to you, I think they have the Packers number, and they're not moving off it. So let's just say it's $8 million, right? His agent has an obligation to go to other teams.
Oh, he's shopping that around.
He shops. So that's why we're waiting right now. My guess is the Packers said, all right, we'll give you 2 weeks to give us an answer, and if you don't, we're going to release him. So I think that's where they're at right now. But I'm sick of it. Yes, I'm sick of it.
But like,
make a decision.
I mean, so we have John and MKE saying, there is no drama with Jair. Just stop talking about him. They will release him at the most inopportune time for Jair. He only played half the games, hung him out to dry. If they keep him, it will be no different. John, what you just described is drama. What are we doing? John is a smart, insightful texter from time, like most of the time. And now he's saying there is no drama, and then takes three sentences to explain the drama that is going on.
Yeah.
He's
a good player.
Yeah.
You know why Philly won the Super Bowl?
Because they have a bunch of good players.
Because they have good players.
If
they can protect themselves financially, then come back. Yeah.
And Chewy, and another reason why I have been a proponent of him sticking around, but again, it all depends. And honestly, I don't know how much it matters if Matt LaFleur is in a good spot with him. As Jason pointed out, is Brian Gutekunst in a good spot with Jair Alexander? Because he's the one who ultimately makes that decision.
Yeah, LaFleur has no decision here. This is all duty. Would you agree?
Yeah. But another reason why I have been a proponent, to your point, Chew, of him sticking around, the Packers lack star power.
Yes.
When healthy, Jair Alexander is a star in this league. When healthy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When he plays.
Yes.
As evidenced by the healthy seasons he has and being a second-team All-Pro and being a top-five cornerback in this league.
Well, not only that, they're not deep at that position. If they lose one player, or they, if they lose two, that season's over, man. It's done. That is a difficult position to play. I rank it as number two when it comes to importance as far as positions on the field. And if they don't have talent there, they're not going to win. Especially with the D-line they have. Ain't happening. That's why I want them back.
Yeah, and if they can, again, I think the Packers have offered a contract. I'm with you. Hey, here's the number. If you want to play here on this number, here's what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you think it resolves itself within the next week?
I'd say two. Just because there's no rush, right? There's no rush.
I understand, Chewy, what you're saying. I would just prefer there was a rush, personally.
Yeah, but LaFleur said they're not going to let him be on the field for fear of injury, and then they got to pay him the full 17.5 or whatever it is. And when is the next mini camp? Do we know? It's got to be fairly soon.
I will look that up right now.
I mean, I would think there's one in May, and then there's one in June, and then you go to camp.
Well, because they always have, it's like 2 or 3 weeks of voluntary, and then there's one mandatory.
Yeah. But, I mean, most people show up for the voluntary.
Yeah, right. Especially if you have a workout, if you have... So they have OTAs May 27th through June 5th, mandatory minicamp to conclude the offseason program June 10th through the 12th.
So there's no rush. My guess is it'll be...
Yeah, and technically, and again, you can release somebody even now with the post-June 1st designation, so you can do that if you wanted to. Because somebody was just released recently,
I
can't remember.
Yeah.
Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis was released post June 1 by the team he played for last year, and they get those savings, but they don't give them until June 1st. So if they wanted to release him now, they could still do the post June 1st
thing. And did you see that Clowney was just released?
I did.
Any interest?
you could talk me into him being a rotational piece. Like, he was never as good as everybody was hoping he would be, and he's had a lot. I mean, he was the number one overall pick, right? Mm-hmm. And he never had a double-digit sack season, which is something that we've talked about a lot with the Packers. But, I mean, for the right, you know, for $4 or $5 million as a rotational piece?
Yeah.
I'll take bodies. Like, I'll take as many bodies as you can give me. And here's somebody who just 2 years ago for Baltimore had 9.5 sacks, had 5.5 this last year in 14 games. Yeah. You can rotate him in and out, and he's got enough athleticism still. Now, I doubt that the Packers are interested because he's 32.
Yeah.
Although, again, maybe it's...
If the money's right, though, what the hell are they
care? Well, if it's just for 1 year, right? Like, it's not like you'd be locking him up to a three-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not apples to apples, but Goody has been willing to take flyers on guys before. And when they did it for Jalen Smith was still in his 20s. But do you remember that from 2021?
Yeah, the Dallas linebacker.
Yeah, and he only lasted a couple of games, and they went, oh, okay, he doesn't have his athleticism anymore.
Yeah, they just kicked the tires.
And I mean, so if they did something similar with Clowney, like, I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Because that's the type of player, if there's success and the Green Bay's in the mix, those type of players play better.
Yeah.
He knows he ain't going anywhere with Carolina. So it's like, I'll take a few games off.
Yeah, so I'd be okay with it. Because, again, you wouldn't be signing him to a big, like, money-breaking deal. You're not counting on him necessarily. No. And if he produces, great. It just feels like it's extra, you know, just a nice little sprinkling of something extra.
More competition in a room that needs to get better, too.
Way to go, Will. Nice.
You like that?
Way to bring the wood.
You like that?
You like that?
Sorry, Will, that was a little bit... But I'm trying to get payback.
That's fair. I don't know what payback for, but...
Yeah.
That's fair.
The thing is, nobody knows why you guys are feuding. Everybody just knows that you're feuding.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. I can't remember
feud with producers, though. You know why? I'll tell you why. You guys are a little arrogant.
Whew. Producer arrogance.
You think we're just passengers on this plane, and you're like, ooh, I could land wherever I want. Am I right or wrong? Josh, he certainly has it. Ashton had it, but he was so afraid he didn't know he had it. I'm still trying to figure you out.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'd hope not. I don't really understand the verbiage you used.
Oh, I don't either.
Just to be clear, he was hoping that you knew so you could explain it to him.
No, he just put my brain in a pretzel. I was thinking he knew what it meant, but...
Well, I did it yesterday with Van Ness, you know?
I did see something come across. I did not watch the video clip. I just saw it come across my Twitter timeline of you saying that he's a cuttable player.
Oh, he's a cuttable player if he's a fourth-round pick. If he was a fourth-round pick, Gabe, would they give him one more year? Or would they already have axed him?
That's a good question. Because as a fourth-round pick, like, they knew he was going to be a project. They'd probably give him another year.
Yeah, you're probably
like, if Josiah DeGuara, like, just imagine how bad you have to be. Like, Jamon Moore was terrible as a fourth-round pick. And he lasted 2 years. Like, he couldn't catch. They didn't trust him to run the right routes. Like, he was truly bad. But, like, Josiah DeGuara was just a rotational guy, and they liked the way that he blocked. So he stuck around for all 4 years of his rookie deal. Like, as bad as Lucas Van Ness has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would ride it out if he was a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, you're probably right, because the money wouldn't be that large.
But, I mean, it is a huge year for Lucas Van Ness.
Oh, this is make or break.
Because you have to decide after this year if you're picking up that fifth-year option.
Mm. Yeah. And, how many sacks does he have to get to pick up that fifth-year option? 9?
Yeah, I was going to say 9.
8 or 9?
Yeah.
What are you betting?
I'll take the under.
Yeah. I'm with you there too, buddy.
Chewy and I, if you're unaware, Chewy and I do a YouTube-only show on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube during Packers season. We call it the All-22 Chew, where we take 5 plays and look at the All-22, and Chewy uses his big football brain to break down everything and let you know what he's seeing. And there are too many times where, like, I picked a play and I didn't even notice it of Lucas Van Ness getting blocked one-on-one by a tight end. Like, I didn't even notice, and then Chewy goes, look at Lucas Van Ness. He's getting blocked one-on-one by a tight end. I'm like, he is? And then you look at him like, oh, he is.
You're well.
Ah.
Okay. What do you think of that, Will?
It's a good football brain. Big football brain, like Gabe said.
Is that too many words for a nickname?
Big football brain?
BFB.
Oh.
Yeah.
BFB Chewy.
Chewy's the BFB.
Although I kind of like liquid AI.
Yeah, I know you do. There's something about the word liquid. There's something I know you went over that earlier. You love the word liquid in part of the game. The city of Chicago decided, well, not even the city of Chicago, the Chicago Cubs, a team we like to laugh at, decided to take a victory lap. There was nothing to take a victory lap for, and now everybody's dunking on them. We explain that's next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But it doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. All right, that's a lot of words, but what does that mean? Well, that means if you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy that you once did, that you used to have, those are all signs of low testosterone. And to find out if it is low testosterone, you contact Mentality. Go to the website, lowtusa.com. Book an appointment. Go through their process. It's what I did. When we started working with Mentality, I go through the process. And I thought, okay, yeah, sure. Turns out my testosterone levels were low. And now I feel fantastic because I am a customized testosterone treatment plan just for me. They check in every 12, 13 weeks, make sure that those levels are where they need to be, get those blood panels done. This is what you need to be doing if you want to feel and compete like you did at work and sports years ago. So go to the website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
Just let me cry a little bit longer.
Big worldwide news yesterday. New Pope was elected. And for the first time ever, Chew, Pope is American.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, not that shocking. The Catholic Church has been around for 2,000 years, and America, just a small portion of that. So for the first time, we have an American Pope. And he's from Chicago. Just down the road. Just hop on 94. He's from, grew up in Chicago. Which led the Cubs to sending out a tweet, congratulations to Pope Leo XIV, with a picture of the famous marquee, Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs. It's out in front of Wrigley Field. And it says, hey, Chicago, he's a Cubs fan. There's only one problem with that, Chew.
Not correct.
Turns out, as his brother jumped on, I believe, WGN to do an interview yesterday.
Yeah, WGN.
His brother... because they grew up apparently on the South Side, always was a Sox fan, was always a White Sox fan. So the Cubs jumping the gun, just assuming, just can you imagine the arrogance of just assuming because
Cubs
someone's
arrogance.
Someone's from Chicago that they're automatically a Cubs fan?
Yeah, put that down. Cubs arrogance.
Cubs arrogance. A couple different arrogances that we've had today. Turns out he is a Chicago White Sox fan. So way to go, Cubs. Way to jump the gun. And not even, wait to see which allegiance he has to whatever sports team in Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, that feels like something the Yankees would do.
Right? Yeah, all
something
these other...
Dodgers
look,
would probably do.
Cowboys.
Well, yeah, but there's not a second football team. Although he just,
Houston.
Hey, we're America's team.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Giants would probably jump the gun.
Because, the Jets, I mean, without a doubt, I mean, the White Sox are the little brother in the Cubs-White Sox rivalry in Chicago.
Yeah.
But there was just a little bit of me that had some joy in seeing the Cubs jump the gun and incorrectly call him a Cubs fan.
Yeah, pump the brakes there. Does that mean he's not a Cubs fan? I mean, I would guess if you're a White Sox fan, it's because Mets fans do not like Yankees fans.
Correct. Yeah, you can't be. I mean... if you are in one of these cities that has multiple sports teams in the same sport, Chicago in baseball, New York for basically everything, L.A., like you're a fan of one team and not the other.
Yeah.
Like you hate the other team. Although I think my favorite tweet about this from yesterday, Chew, was that Chicago produced a Pope before they produced a 4,000-yard passer.
And it hasn't even been 2,000 years.
I think that was my favorite one. So here's a question I heard earlier today on a podcast I was listening to on my drive-in. Is the Pope the most famous person in the world?
I don't. I mean, there's a lot of Catholics.
I believe it's like 1.4 billion people are Catholics, which is about half of Christians. Is the Pope the most? Because, I know a lot of people want to say sports figure, right? Like, I have long maintained here in the city of Milwaukee that David Gruber is the most famous person here in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Because not everybody's a sports fan, right? And you don't have to be a sports fan to know who David Gruber is. Like, if Giannis is walking around, goes to a restaurant, yeah, there's going to be a good chunk of people who know that's Giannis, but there's people who don't care about the Bucks and go, oh, that's tall guy, maybe it's Giannis. Maybe, and again, Giannis got turned away from a restaurant because they didn't know who he was. That wasn't that long ago. So I've always maintained that Gruber is the most famous person in Milwaukee.
Well, who's the most famous athlete right now? Active athlete, LeBron? Or
most
Mahomes?
Famous active at like worldwide?
Yeah, it could be like a soccer player.
It's probably
then.
A soccer player, like worldwide.
Who would that be?
I don't know enough about soccer.
Miami?
Ronaldo.
Yeah, Messi maybe.
Messi?
Definitely back in the day, Messi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say currently.
Not here in America, though. You talk about walking down the street, no one would know who the hell you are.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about worldwide. A lot of people worldwide would know who a lot of those people are. But who's the most famous person in the world?
Who would it be non-active? Tiger? If Tiger walks down the streets of Paris, everyone know him?
I don't think everybody knows him, no. Especially if he like throws on a hat and sunglasses. I mean, maybe because of the limp now, because he's had so many leg surgeries, now he's got a bum Achilles.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Jordan, I feel like would be pretty
Michael
recognizable.
Jordan, yeah, MJ's pretty recognizable still.
Yeah, maybe the Pope.
Yeah.
It is funny to think about the Pope as a sports fan, because I'm a White Sox fan, and it's crazy to think, like, the guy that is the head of the 2,000-year-old Catholic Church has probably thought that he hates Jerry Reinsdorf. Like I do at one point in his life. Or that, like, maybe Ben Johnson is the answer. Like, maybe he's thought that.
It is a little bit different because, like, the Pope, again, we haven't had been able to have these thoughts because the Pope has always been, you know, from a different country. So maybe he was a soccer fan, but, and I don't want to downplay soccer, but especially, like, on this show, like, we haven't really thought about that. But, yeah, the fact that he's American, and one of the first interviews given about him by his family is like, oh, he's a Sox fan.
Yeah.
Like immediately. Like, that information was out there almost immediately, so clearly this guy is a sports fan.
Is he going to watch Red Zone after church on Sunday? Because they have the time difference, too, so he'll be, like, right on time. Like, he'll be like, wrapping up his night, I assume, and then the noon slate will hit the games.
Possibly. Why? Well, why are you a White Sox fan?
I'm from the Chicagoland area.
So why didn't you work at ESPN Chicago?
Because I go to school up here.
Where?
In Mequon.
High school?
No, college.
Okay.
It's good pop.
I'm just checking.
Good pop.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a compliment.
Well, I mean, we'll graduate.
Yeah, I graduated last Saturday.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Not from high school.
Good for you. Yeah. Are you going back to Chicago?
No, I'm staying around here.
Yeah,
so,
he's got a job. He's part-time Will now.
You didn't get rid of me yet.
Well, we got to make him full-time.
That's why I'm being nice to you. I need you to talk to the right people.
Yeah, I'll talk to my people.
I appreciate that.
Gabe's more dialed in than I am.
Chef Ed says Beyonce, most famous person in the world.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, what about, like, Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber? Because you see all the streams they get on Spotify, like the billions. But I feel like facially that might be hard to recognize them. Like, but name.
Yeah. Like, Taylor Swift obviously had the worldwide tour, but, like, I mean, the Pope. Like, anytime the Pope goes anywhere, it's a big deal.
Yes.
Because he's the Pope. I think the Pope's the most famous person in the world.
Yeah, you may be right.
Again, because he's always going to be, like, the Pope also is never just walking around, like, in regular clothes. Like, if the Pope is out in public... Like, you're going to know, he's got the Pope Mobile, he's got all the different things.
Yeah, but that puts a different dynamic into it now, Gabe. If LeBron walked around in his Lakers uniform and in Madrid, I mean, come on. Good point. If the Pope he didn't wear his robes, he's wearing street clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people would know him.
They probably wouldn't know the Pope. That's a good call. It's a good call. Now I'm just picturing LeBron. Like, that's like the toolish thing you can do, is like walk around in your own jersey in public.
that's not a good look.
Now I can't get that out of my head. All right, just, you know, just wanted to have a quick little, you know, fun dunking on, you know, Cubs.
You didn't listen yesterday. I think I said it yesterday, but I'm having Lederhosen made.
Yeah, because you're going for Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest in Munich. What's up top on Lederhosen?
Well, like you have like the suspenders, and then it's like some sort of, is it a white
button? Is it
button?
A button
like
down
a collared shirt?
I think it's
something.
Like a white button down, but it's short sleeves.
It's got some ruffles.
Can
maybe.
I cut the sleeves off at the shoulders?
Ugh. That'd be worse than LeBron wearing his jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want to be walking around and I mean, you make.
I have a rule though. I have a rule. I am anti button-down shirt with short sleeves. I think it's a horrible look.
Well, what makes you think button-down with a cutoff sleeve is going to be any better?
I think it's a better look.
I mean, honestly, it gives me pro wrestling vibes.
Yeah.
I think it's a better look.
It gives me pro wrestling vibes. So I'm not going to say you can't do it. As the pro wrestling guy on the show, but I'm just telling you, I think that's the vibes it would give me if I saw you walking around in a button-down, sleeves cut-off shirt.
Well, if the Lederhosen comes, I'm cutting the sleeves off. I don't do that.
Yeah, but
what would Chewie's pro wrestling name be if he was in that outfit?
Liquid AI.
You knew it was happening.
Of course.
You knew it was coming.
I walked right into
that.
Yeah,
you did. He's been on the kick all day.
That was so quick.
And now making his way to the ring, Liquid AI. We're going to quiz Chewie and see what he remembers from the show in this past week. We can reach you coming up next. But I'm excited because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin coming to my house next week. They are going to be giving me the free in-home consultation. Taking a look at my windows, making sure I'm there, good there. I'm thinking they're going to take a look at my front door and say, yeah, we could probably do something here. But at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, there's no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now because Pella offering up to 6 years of 0% financing, which makes me excited for that front door. 0% financing for 6 years if I get that front door? Set up that free in-home consultation. You commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision, suggest the Pella's materials and customizations to make it a reality. And the customizations, seemingly endless if you go check out their showroom in Brookfield. Then you get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions apply. Deal ends May 31st, 2025. So visit PellaWI.com today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
It is time. We've got five questions as we take a look back on the week of things that Chewy has said himself. And what he remembers about what he said, it's time for We Can Reach You.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Reach You.
Before we get to the five questions, because we do have a Cousin Sub of the Day, Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Part-time Will in for Josh today. So, Will, did you put together the Week in Reach You, or did Josh do it before he left yesterday?
So here's the thing. He just sent me the audio clips, maybe just mailing it in on his early three-day weekend. So I tried to do my best to create the questions around the audio clips. I think it'll do. It'll hold up.
So it was a tag team effort.
Yes.
With Josh mailing it in.
Might have mailed it in.
Man, I think that producer arrogance thing, too, that you were talking about earlier might be coming to fruition.
Yeah.
All right, we've got five questions. You get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. How you feeling this week?
Tag team's really not fair, so probably not real great, Gabe.
All right, again, because we'll see how this goes. I already think one might be wrong, but we'll find out. With question number one, take it away, Will.
People like to insinuate other things when it's not that. It's just I'm old and tall.
What do people like to insinuate about you?
That I'm old and tall? I have no idea.
I believe this was from, it was Monday's show. No, maybe we got to this on Tuesday. I think we got to this on Tuesday about a story over the weekend.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was from.
I have no idea.
People were insinuating that you were drunk. That you were drunk when you were...
When your wife came up to you at the Derby
party, said, hey, it's time to go.
No, it's just seats are too low. They really need to be higher. Like toilets? Gabe, there's nothing like a handicapped toilet.
Okay, you know? So, I mean, again, not that I want to get into your wallet, get into your business, but like you've got enough money. If you wanted a toilet at your house that sits a little higher, you could do that.
Oh, I'm not going to get clearance for that. I need clearance from Clarence, and that ain't happening.
That's not happening? Like, you're, no. You can't get a special toilet in your bathroom?
Yeah.
I feel bad for you, bud.
But it's just this world is full of things that just are not fair to tall people, and it's really unfortunate.
All right, we move on. 0-for-1, question number 2.
What is it in Latin?
What the?
I'm looking for a nickname. Oh, I remember this, but I don't remember the word. Did I have the word for a nickname?
So this was before you arrived at Liquid AI, and you were, what is this in Latin? What did you want your nickname to be? So I'm telling you it's not Liquid AI, you arrived at later. This is tough.
Yeah.
I think Josh is getting revenge after you got the 5 in a row.
Yeah. Give me a hint. See if I can get a half point.
It's 2 words.
2 words?
Yeah, because you like to stoke flames.
A pot stirrer? No.
No.
I don't know.
More specific to the flames.
I have no idea.
Fire poker.
That's not fair. I remember it now.
Yeah.
But I prefer Liquid AI.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's just, you get stuck on Liquid AI, you love Liquid AI, and that was what was on the brain. But fire poker was the answer we were looking for there.
Okay, yeah. And the Latin word was not very good.
No, so. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't very good. Okay, 0-for-2. Rough start. This doesn't happen often where you're 0-for-2.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Do we have an audio clip?
Starts with the question.
What did you say you didn't want to be associated with?
This show? I didn't want to... These are impossible, number one, Gabe.
Well, let's listen to the clip.
Oh, there's a clip. But I really don't want to be associated with swingers. Oh.
Oh,
what was the question?
Oh, well, yeah, that was the...
We just gave you the answer.
Yeah.
Was that the screw-up?
This is the one I could not make a question for because I had no like other context other than what I heard there.
Well, right. You kind of choked.
So that's like a free space. That's like a free space in bingo.
Yeah.
You get the free
space. That's the free,
there.
The bingo, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't want to be associated with swingers.
Yes.
I believe that was yesterday. I was not here, so I could not even provide any context for Will.
Okay. I'm on the board.
Question number 4, William.
Yeah, so this weekend was all part of the ween.
What is the motive behind the ween?
God, Gabe, really?
Look, I did not create any of these questions. I did not see any of these questions before they were handed to me. The motive behind the ween that started this past weekend.
What am I weaning?
Well, what are you going to be doing here soon? I'll give you some hints here. Well,
freezing
we'll talk
my
through
ass
this.
Off.
Yeah, because you're coming to Wisconsin.
Oh, a coat? A coat. I don't want to wear coats. I know that.
Your return to Wisconsin was the motive behind the ween.
Yeah, that's right. We'll give him the right answer on that one. That's what he's insinuating.
So what am I weaning?
Because you're weaning off leaving Florida. You're weaning yourself off the warmth.
Okay.
Was the conversation we were having.
Yeah.
Does the clip have the answer again here?
The clip
here?
Has the answer, so just start with the question.
Okay, we'll start with the question. Who did you say gets 10%? Think money.
No, I know, but last night we went out to dinner with friends who we haven't seen in a long time, right?
Yeah.
And it was Gianna's birthday, and they gave her $100, which blew us away. It was unnecessary. But I said we should get a cut of that because they were our friends. And she's benefiting
from going out to
dinner.
Wait. So friends of yours, for a birthday present, gave your daughter $100.
Yes.
And you wanted a cut of her birthday present?
Yes.
I mean...
Because we included her in the dinner.
Okay.
And she wasn't expecting a gift, but the only reason she got the gift is because we included her. And... like I said, she doesn't really know him. So, I think a cut is fair, Gabe.
Well, couldn't Angie make... I mean, Angie gave birth to Gianna, so couldn't she make the case then that...
She should get a bigger cut.
That she should get a cut for every present she ever gets?
No, not expected gifts. Just unexpected gifts.
So unexpected gifts equals cut to the parents.
Yeah. Fair?
I think that's completely unfair.
Nah, I think you're wrong. And that's why I can't get that off my mind. But in regards to the show,
who did you say gets 10%?
It's either you or Josh.
No.
Then I'm out.
Bigger Pope.
Think bigger picture.
The Pope?
Who gets 10%?
Related to the Pope.
Me?
Just play it, Will.
I mean, Jesus gets 10%.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I know. He does. That's what tithing is. It's 10%. Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, fair enough.
I think we all lost, honestly.
Yeah,
I think
that
we all lost.
Let's just blame Josh.
Yeah, no, we're 100% blaming Josh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the easiest decision. That's the smartest thing Will said all day.
Yeah. I should have got the last one.
Yeah.
The 10% should have been.
I honestly thought you were going to get it.
Well, I'm kind of Gianna's Jesus when you come down to it, so.
Okay. All right. Now you're going to have to go to confession.
She looks for me for guidance. She looks for me for money. She looks for me for cleaning.
I mean, she did go to you first, I believe, at least the way you told the story. Because for those who don't know, she goes to Ohio State and wanted to go to the national championship game. I believe she approached you first instead of her mother.
Mm-hmm. And I ultimately sealed the deal.
Even though she did not go.
Even though she didn't go. So
You came through. You came through in a big way. Your state,
good about it.
Your teams, your ESPN. It's the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app, a customizable homepage, easier and quicker live listening. Your shows at the touch of a fingertip. The ESPN Wisconsin app is available in Apple and Android app stores. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
You've upset some people in the Carbless Talking text line here, Chew.
What's that?
Stevie wondering if you were kidding about the 10%. Matt saying worst father of the year goes to Chewy. They don't like that you're getting in your kid's wallet.
I think it's fair. My dad used to charge us gas money if we wanted to go to the mall.
Well, you? I mean, at that point, like, when I had my own car, like, yeah, my parents paid for the insurance and whatnot on it, but like I was responsible for the gas in the car.
Yeah, you know when I got my first car, Gabe? You know when I got my first car?
When's that?
When do you think I got my first car?
In Green Bay.
Thank you. Okay. Not a spoiled little brat like kids are today, you know? Sometimes you got to pay the piper.
You know, for somebody who's saying spoiled, I mean, aren't you responsible for that?
Partly, but I'm trying to right the ship.
It's kind of late. Kind of late for that, isn't it?
I mean, I remember back in my day, kids that lived in their parents' house after they were done graduating from high school or college had to pay rent. You imagine that today?
You going to start charging
rent? Did you know that?
It's not. I'm not shocked that some would. I'm guessing not everybody did.
Yeah, you got to pull your own weight here, right?
Again, you're a tough talker. I don't think you back any of this up.
You're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, I feel like, and again, you talk a really good game, pal. I just think it's...
I'm probably too nice because I clean the whole house because we're not... I like to come back to a clean house.
Yes.
That's number one rule of mine.
Yep.
You know who's the only room in the entire house that hasn't been cleaned yet?
Which one?
My daughter's. Because it looks like a bomb went off inside of it.
And she hasn't even been there for that long.
No.
Like, school hasn't been out that long at Ohio State. I can't imagine.
I can tell you this. Four boys and a girl. Girls are bigger slobs than guys. Hands down.
Interesting.
Yes. I had a buddy who used to be kind of higher up in a college, university, who was responsible for getting the dorms cleaned at the end of the school year. And he said girls are much dirtier than boys. I bet. Did you know that?
I would have not put money on that. No, I would not have.
Take it to the bank. We'll pull it on Monday.
JK just wants to know some information on my 100 holes of golf went. Appreciate you asking. So I got into Chewy's pocket for a little bit of money.
You did.
11 birdies yesterday in the 100 holes out at the Bog, supporting the Mac Fund. And a big shout out again to the Mac Fund, Greg Matzik, Stephen Watson, myself, raising money. When it's all said and done, because we had a check for $10,000 that we gave to the Mac Fund yesterday, courtesy of my buddy Craig over at Paintings for Pediatrics, who had our $10,000 match while we were doing our fundraising. If you want to, you still can. Golf, 800-990-3776. But over $27,000 is going to be what that tally is.
That's awesome.
For the
Good
Mac
for
Fund.
You guys.
And as a group, there were about 20 of us, over $250,000 for the Mac Fund for this one event. So
good for you.
Pretty pumped about that. Pretty excited about that. So thank you to everybody who contributed, who participated the way that Chewy did, in donating money to the Mac Fund. Always a fun event every year.
You're going to get some serious points when you go see the big man.
And I'll tell you what, Chew, after playing 100 holes yesterday.
Yeah.
Those people that tell you that you should be stretching more, they're just smart. I stretched before bed last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel great today.
Stretch and hydrate. It's what it's all about.
Stretching's overrated.
Shut up.
Says
look at these pipes, brother. Liquid AI's coming to your town.
Yeah. Stretching's overrated, says the 14-year-old, Chew.
Yeah, no kidding.
He'll learn. Oh, he'll learn.
Especially when I get there on Monday and bend him like a pretzel.
Well, Lee and Tausch coming up next.
Just a few leftover delays around the area. Southbound 41 slowing from Appleton Avenue.